Hello, my name is Joshua Pacino. I am in 12th grade and I'm going to college soon. Before I do, I would like to share something with you all. And that would be some poetry that I have written in regards to the physical activities and sports that I was a part of during my time in high school. In most sports, there tends to be a few commonalities with each of them. Those commonalities are the various instances of overcoming pressures faced within a sport, finding a meaning behind it, such as aspirations or motivations, and the impact support can have in a given sport. I want to explain to you these various commonalities among the poetry that I have written and how they are significant to those who play sports and determine how you can apply these commonalities outside of sports within daily life. For this first poem, it will concern a person that is physically and mentally taxed and how they have to overcome their obstacle to finish the race. The title is A New Gear. Where am I at? Okay, right. It's still the fourth lap. I have another four to go, but it's getting harder to breathe and I can just barely concentrate. My mind, it's going blank. The only thing I can feel is the heat of the sun on my face. Legs and arms are hurting. My huffing and puffing is all I can hear. Then there it is, the last bell. It rings as clear as the sky, the sound echoing like I'm in a canyon. Without even thinking, my legs move quicker, each step pounding harder on the track. Then, I naturally focus forward. Why is my vision so suddenly narrow? Almost done. 200 meters left. I grit my teeth as I turn over a new gear. My body moving faster than I could have imagined. The blood boiling, fueled with adrenaline. Yeah, I like this. It's like a high. I feel nothing but the flow of the wind. Time moves in slow motion. I see each of my steps. Before I can look up, I pass the line. Wow. My inspiration for creating this poem came from one of the races that I had in my junior year, where I had to run 2 miles. What I could easily recall from that one race is the pain that I had in my legs and how hard I was breathing for the entire race. Despite this pain, I narrowly held on by counting down the laps and waiting for the last lap bell to ring. Once that bell rang, all I thought about was there's just one more lap. For that brief instance, I just ignored all the pain and went on quite an adrenaline rush. Overcoming pain and certain pressures in sports can be a hard obstacle to get over, which is exactly why you must remain focused with a clear goal. In my 2 mile race, it was waiting for the final bell to ring. I learned quite a bit from running 2 brutal miles in that particular race. That being how close I was to metaphorically hanging on while I was running. I had pushed myself beyond what I had assumed was my limit, even amidst some serious discomfort along the way. In essence, you should never underestimate what you are able to do because you may be too afraid or wary to even try. You can't get over a certain hurdle or obstacle without even trying. Sure, you might fail, but there's still an off chance that you could have succeeded if you just tried. Despite this, you should never discourage yourself from a challenge. Even if it seems extremely difficult, always surpass your expectations. This is still something that I tend to struggle with in various aspects of my life, where I often try to avoid something because of how I write myself off before I even try it, which results in me getting nowhere and wondering what could have been if I only tried. For this next poem, it will concern a person that is determining why they play the sport that they do. This poem is called, What Does It Mean to Run? What does it mean to run? Does it mean you have to beat a certain time? Or perhaps it's facing a rival? I wonder who has discovered its true meaning. Can you do it by yourself? Are you able to struggle by yourself? You might, but having teammates around means a lot. Having them around makes it pleasant. There isn't loneliness. There's bond, companionship, brotherhood. But what does it mean to run? For me, what brings me joy in all the pain, all the hardship, the competition, it's the people around me. They cheer me on when I struggle. They alleviate the pain and the pressure. But most importantly, they are there. They're there for me, and I'm there for them. We are a team and come together through our hardships. For me, that's what it means to run. What does it mean for you? When you play a sport, having a reason to play or motivation can help you get through some hardships for any given sport. For me, determining the reason why I played a sport was very important. It helped me realize that winning is not always the main goal. I realized that learning from your mistakes and appreciating what you have in a sport, such as teammates, can help you through a lot. It certainly did for me. Without having a reason or motivation to do something, you'll end up quitting or finding what you did was pointless or just a waste of time. If you wanted to pursue something, such as learning how to cook, there needs to be a reason why you do it. Whether it be testing out what recipes you're able to cook up, or just having a sense of accomplishment for finishing up a dish, you need to be able to have a clear reason in mind to keep doing what you're doing, or you'll just end up getting bored of it or seeing it as pointless. This can be difficult to keep in mind when trying new things, but you should focus on what you love to do and stay motivated just to keep doing it. For the final poem, this mainly goes over the importance that support can have on a person that plays a sport. This poem is appropriately titled, Support. The view better be nice. Being the only kid from my school sure is lonely. This hill is absolutely endless. I swear, it just keeps getting steeper. The farther up I go, it feels like my legs get heavier. Like I'm dragging entire cars. I can't go any faster, but at least the finish is downhill. The guys pass me along the way. I can see the top. There's a lot of people there, but they must be here for the other schools. I'm not surprised. A chill runs down my spine. Wait, is that who I think it is? It is. They're here. I can recognize them. They came here after all. My classmates. All the way from downtown. Keep going. Their cheers are loud and proud. You're almost there. Something changes. I feel different. My blood boils and I feel chills. It's downhill from here. I sprint downwards, going faster than I anticipated. A smile emerges on my face. They actually came. The joy from within shuts out all the pain in my legs. I somehow managed to pass some of the guys from before, and I'm just so glad. Even as I close in on the finish line, their cheers are still loud and proud. I never would have expected this. Thank you guys for coming. When I was a part of the cross-country team for our school, I generally did not see classmates from my school attend the meets that I went to, except for one time. The volleyball team also happened to play a game where my meet was happening, so some of them watched, which was very exciting for me. Prior to that meet, no one from my school had come to watch or support us, which gave me a sense of pride and need to give it my all. I wanted to reiterate that feeling in this poem and show how far support can go to those who play sports. Having a person to talk to about something is a very important aspect of our lives. We like to be able to communicate and express our thoughts with those around us. If you struggle with something that you're not able to get through by yourself, you should just talk with your friends or family about it. They care about you and can show you tremendous amounts of support and help you get past nearly any obstacle you may encounter. You can't always do things on your own, so sometimes you just need a helping hand. With each of these poems, I wanted to show you what some commonalities in sports are and the effect they have on people who play sports. I wanted to list key values of playing a sport, such as showing support, getting over certain pressures or some of the pain, and the reason why some people play sports. Even if you have not or do not plan on playing a sport, there is still something to learn. And whatever you aspire to do once you leave high school, you can figure out what it is you love to do and push towards that goal, no matter what obstacles lie before you. You can learn from the mistakes you have made in the past and use them to push you forward. Even in your darkest moments, you can still get support from your friends and family who want to see you succeed. Thank you for taking your time to listen, and farewell.